When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots book summary and review of Becoming Supernatural: How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon by Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Life gets busy. Has Becoming Supernatural been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Dr. Joe Dispenza's popular book on psychology and spirituality, order it here or get the audiobook for free on Amazon to learn the juicy details.
Introduction.
How much of your creative energy are you losing to negative emotions such as guilt, hatred, fear, or resentment? You can reroute all that energy to create the future you want. All you have to do is rewire your brain. If you understand your heart intelligence, you can enhance your mind-body connection. You can realize self-transformation and empowerment. Lose the habits tying you to the past and become supernatural. We can't solve our problems using the same thinking we used when we created them. In Becoming Supernatural, Dr. Joe Dispenza argues a vital yet controversial point. Changing our thinking goes far deeper than just changing perspectives. This book is a profound read in which Dispenza explores the scientific and mystical realms. He shows you how to free yourself from self-imposed yet unjustified limitations. In doing so, you can transcend physical limitations and become who you truly want to become. Dispenza also shares many examples and guides to help you understand and do what it takes to become supernatural. Let's explore the main ideas contained in Becoming Supernatural.
About Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Dr. Joe Dispenza is a chiropractor, writer, and speaker. His primary focus areas have been epigenetics, quantum physics, and neuroscience. Dispenza is a best-selling author of books including Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, You Are the Placebo, and Becoming Supernatural. He's also featured in several documentaries, notably Heal, Rewired, and What the Bleep Do We Know? His work has earned him acclaim and criticism in equal measure, and it's easy to understand why. Dispenza suggests that the world is divided into the explained and the unexplained. Most people are conditioned to accept what science can explain, but our reality is intertwined with things that conventional science cannot explain. In his words, common people are doing the uncommon. In a world surrounded by the mundane, many experience things that are considered out of this world. Having experienced and recorded several of these phenomena, he evaluated them scientifically. Eventually, his findings culminated in Becoming Supernatural.
Story shot number one. Emotions and stress directly influence our health.
We first learn the story of Anna. Anna developed serious health conditions after her husband committed suicide. Medically speaking, living in a stressed state is like living in constant survival mode. The body's sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight system, turns on and uses a lot of energy in response to the stressor. The body can only deal with short-term stress. The body never resumes a normal state if the pressure doesn't end. But we can't live in this emergency mode for extended periods without adverse health and mental health effects.
Effects of emotional stress and trauma.
Thanks to our large brains, we can think about our problems, relive past events, or worry about the future. Reliving the past or trying to control an unpredictable future can produce the same effect on us as the actual event. Both throw the body off its typical physiological balance. Anna repeatedly relived the stressful situation and emotions in her mind. Her body couldn't differentiate between the actual event and the stressful memories. This response effectively threw her body into a constant state of survival. Emotions are the chemical consequences or feedback of past experiences. Joe Dispenza. Experiences create emotions. As our senses record information, our neurons reorganize into networks. They then freeze into a particular pattern. This causes the brain to send a chemical throughout the body, which is the emotional response. That's why we can remember events better if we can remember how they feel. The stronger the emotional response, the stronger the change in internal chemistry it causes. The brain pays attention whenever a significant change occurs inside us. It takes a snapshot of that experience, which becomes a memory of that experience. The memory of an event can also become neurologically implanted in the brain. The scene becomes implanted in our gray matter. Like what happened to Anna, the combination of people, objects, scenes, time, and places is etched into our brains like a holographic image. Over time, it becomes a long-term memory.
Overcoming stress for self-healing.
Constantly reliving a traumatic experience turns on the body's nervous response. The body uses all of its energy to deal with the constant threat, leaving it no energy for growth and repair. This state can also compromise the immune response. In Anna's case, the repeated inner conflict caused her immune system to attack her body. It was a physical manifestation of the pain and suffering she was going through in her mind. Her mind couldn't move forward, and her body couldn't move either. Anna turned on the stress response by thinking about her problems and past. Her thoughts were making her sick. Since stress hormones are so powerful, she became addicted to her thoughts. Eventually, Anna made an intentional, firm choice to change herself and her life. As we'll see next, this decision carried the energy she needed to force her body to respond to her mind.
Story shot number two, change your future by changing yourself.
On a cold winter day in February 2011, Anna chose to change herself and her life. She knew she had to start all over, and that moment redefined her. Anna believed in a new future rather than the familiar past. Using meditation techniques, she combined the power of clear intention and elevated emotions. She then used this combination to change her state of being at a biological level. Anna had to change from the inside out, starting with her thoughts, habits, and emotions. These had already become hardwired and chemically conditioned into her body. Breaking them would be tough. Anna realized she could train her body to anticipate her future, even before it happened. Her unconscious mind didn't know the difference between real and imagined experience, so it embraced both as truth.
Effecting change at a genetic level.
Anna understood that the stress chemical coursing through her body had been turning on unhealthy genes. She could turn on healthy genes instead by embracing elevated positive emotions with more passion than negative ones. Further, Anna learned that genes don't create disease. The environment signals them to create the disease. If she lived every day with the same emotions from her past, Anna was fostering conditions for the genes to cause illness in her body. Instead, she embraced and embodied the emotions of her future life. This meant she could change her genetic expression and align her body with her new future. Over time, Anna could see that her thought patterns had changed. Her brain was no longer firing the same circuits, so the old paths stopped wiring together and started pulling apart. She stopped thinking in the old ways and started feeling gratitude and pleasure for the first time in years.
Story shot number three. All opportunities exist in the quantum field.
Dispenza's ideas seek to combine quantum physics and spirituality. Anna had connected to a field of information called the quantum field, where all possibilities exist. She had become a new, healthy person, free from the old Anna in whom the disease thrived. By acting and feeling differently, Anna reinvented herself and was reborn.
Thoughts define feelings and vice versa.
Any thought or emotion triggers biochemical reactions in the body that cause the brain to release certain chemicals. These make you feel what you're thinking. Chemical messengers cause your thoughts to manifest physically. You generate more thoughts because of what you're feeling, and this becomes a vicious cycle. For example, if you have a fearful thought, you start to feel fear. The emotion of fear influences you to think more fearful thoughts, which trigger more chemicals that increase the emotion of fear. When you repeatedly fire and wire the same circuits in your brain by thinking the same thoughts, you're hardwiring your brain into a pattern. Your brain becomes an artifact of past thinking.
Story shot number 4. The future repeats the past unless you change it.
The moment you wake up in the morning, your mind searches for the familiar feeling of you. In effect, you start your day in the past when you start to think about your problems. These are memories of experiences of different people, things, places, and times. You create unhappiness, futility, pain, and other negative feelings every time you remember the past. Your body and mind are predicting a future based on familiar events and feelings from the past. In that familiar future, there's no room for the unknown. The unknown is unfamiliar and uncertain, but also exciting because it occurs in ways you can't anticipate or expect. So, Dispenza asks, how much room do you have for the unknown? If you can still predict the feeling or experience, you're living in the known. For instance, imagine you are going to have a meeting with coworkers you've worked with for years. The thought of it elicits automatic emotions about what will happen. You can already predict the feeling of that future event based on past experiences. This means you're likely to create more of the same feelings and experiences.
Story shot number 5. Emotions are energy.
Dispenza proposes that emotions are energy in motion. For example, when someone walks into a room, their energy is palpable. Everyone has felt and understood the intent and energy of another person when they're angry or frustrated. Usually, that person emits a strong signal or energy that carries specific information. Each emotion produces a different frequency. For instance, positive emotions produce much higher frequencies than their negative counterparts. This is because they have different energy levels and intents. The only way we can change our lives is to change our energy, to change the electromagnetic field we are constantly broadcasting. In other words, to change our state of being, we have to change how we think and how we feel. Joe Dispenza. You place your energy where your attention is. If you focus on a familiar emotion, your attention is in the past. You're siphoning your power from the present into the past. If you think about the people you have to see, the things you have to do, and the places you have to go, you place your energy into a predictable and known future. This is still based on your past experiences.
Story shot number 6. You become what you think.
Dispenza thinks you can make your body follow your mind into the unknown. To change your energy, you must change where you focus. You must change your thoughts and feelings for something new to happen. This is possible. Your body has been following your mind to every experience you have ever had in your life. If you focus your attention and energy on the unknown, your body can also experience a new future. When you focus on a specific visualization, you become present with a particular sequence of thoughts. Your brain and body won't know the difference between what you're thinking and what's happening in the outer world. When you're fully engaged and focused, the inner world of imagination will appear as an outer world experience. Your biology will change accordingly. You can make your brain and body look and feel like a physical experience has already happened without having the actual experience. What you put your attention to and constantly rehearse in your mind becomes who you are and shapes your future.
The power of thought.
A team of Harvard researchers took a group of volunteers who had never played the piano before and divided the group in half. One half practiced a simple five-finger exercise over 5 days. The other half imagined doing the same without physically moving their fingers. The brain scans before and after the tests showed that all the subjects created many new brain circuits and neural programming. All changes were in the same brain region that controls finger movements, despite one group doing it by thought alone. Other studies with muscle training have obtained similar results. The Cleveland Clinic conducted a study on 10 research subjects aged between 20 and 35. The subjects were to imagine flexing their biceps as hard as possible in 5 training sessions over 12 weeks. The researchers recorded the subjects' electrical brain activity during the sessions. They also measured their muscle strength every other week. By the end of the study, the participants had increased their bicep strength by an average of 13.5%.
Story shot number 7. Meditate to transcend the physical realm.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the Story Shots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.